Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Library braces for 3% budget reduction. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Campbell County Public Library is gearing up to implement a 3% budget reduction following the directives of the county commissioners. The Gillette News Record reported Library Director John Jackson assured that the cut would not impact library staff, and he is actively seeking alternative funding sources to mitigate the impacts of the decrease. Jackson said, "We will strive to minimize any adverse effects, ensuring that we will still procure necessary materials to deliver the services required." Jackson mentioned the various departments within the library have already submitted their budgets, and he plans to compile a comprehensive budget for presentation to the county commissioners over the next month. The commissioners typically review all department budgets in April. Jackson intends to seek grants to cover the cost of programs and materials. Previously, the former library director, Terry Leslie, had proposed utilizing the optional 1% sales tax for funding youth books and programs. However, due to controversy surrounding certain content in children's and young adult sections, the library lost access to the funding. In contrast, Jackson plans to allocate the 1% dollars towards capital improvements during the first budget season in Campbell County. This includes investments such as new tables and chairs for the Wyoming Room and replacing blinds at the Wright Branch Library. Despite being new to the budgeting process in Campbell County, Jackson brings prior experience from his work at other locations. Lack of childcare in Wyoming threatens viability of rural communities. Childcare is an essential component of strong communities throughout the U.S., but finding a provider is significantly more difficult in rural areas, including much of Wyoming, according to a new report. Wyoming News Service reported co-author Linda Smith with the Bipartisan Policy Center says that there are more than 3 kids who need childcare for every available slot, and that lack of access is taking a toll on working families. Smith said, "Parents are making do. Sometimes one works days, one works nights. They use relatives. The gap is pretty significant, and it's higher in rural parts of the country than it is in our cities." 86% of rural parents cited lack of childcare as the main reason they or their partner were not able to work. There are currently vacant rooms in childcare facilities with plenty of space to add more children, but Smith says the capacity is going unused, largely due to the low wages that most operations, which tend to be small businesses, can afford to pay. Pay for childcare workers ranks among the lowest in the nation. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.